Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and as I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly declaring that one God, there's one God only, no partner, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to you. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and welcome once again. What a beautiful evening. We're going to start right away, and we pray that you had we know you had a continuous day starting this morning on the CWSC Friday Roundtable with our dear Dr. Kalima, a warrior, down with like boots on the ground, advocate for those in need. Whoever she touched, or whoever touched in her presence and needed assistance or need assistance, again, she's a warrior. And following her, another warrior, Sheriff Sudas, who's on Mondays. here on AM 360 from PM Eastern Standard Time for MAP 5, along with Fleming El-Amin, Commissioner Fleming El-Amin, and Cheryl is a representative as well. And then there's, I can't remember the name of one the other co-hosts, but they're here, MAP 5, if you want to check in on Mondays, or if you want to go to cwsc.us and click on podcast, go to Monday date on the calendar, and you can listen to MAP, M-A-P as in Paul, the number 5. So those were the two guests this morning. And then to have our double Juma coming out of the East Coast, Imam Abdul Gawi Aziz. And then for the Central, Imam Omar Shakir. We're thankful for their presentation, their khutbah and being the khatib. And now here you are again with me, and this is Community Developmental Stages. I'm going to read from Quran here, God willing. Let's see. I want to go to Surah Ankabut. Surah Ankabut is... let's see, I think it's the 29th surah. Yes, the 29th surah. And last week we had started speaking about our life being a reflection of what we say we believe. So I'm going to just read this. And this is the fifth ayah. I believe this is where we stopped off from. Fifth, sixth, seventh. Yeah. Well, now I'll just read seven. I think you'll remember this. Let's just go to number seven, all right? I think this was a main focus of our striving as want striving to be believers in God and the last day. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walladheena amanu wa 'amilus solihati lanukaffiranna 'anhum sayyi'atihim wa lanajziyan وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ صَدِقَ اللَّهُ عَظِيمُ. And it says, seeking refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Those who believe, and I'm reading Sahih International, everyone. Those who believe and work righteous deeds, from them shall we blot out all evil, and in parentheses, that may be, close parentheses, in them, and we shall reward them according to of their deeds. Praise be to Almighty God. So we're continuing from that from last week. The best of our deeds, and we pray that from week to week that we seek to strive in the way that it is clearly seen that our life reflects the best that we have, that we can offer. That means in service to humanity, and in service to humanity, we are showing our servitude to Almighty God. And from there, if you have any comments or questions you'd like to share, everyone, please, you know, I'm offering to you to please press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic, all right, at any given time. We're here together and I'm thankful for your being here. And let's go on to a discussion that we want to have in reference to our striving, and we know that we, well, let's just say we're at different ages, all of us, and what we do as we do what we do. I know what I do is something that I choose to do, all right? Like we all often say, we have choices. I choose to do. I choose to, once I'm awakened and my day starts, it starts with my communication with the Creator, you know, my getting myself cleaned up and then on to communication with the Creator. And then on to whether it's book work, whether it's an appointment, whether it's doing laundry, whatever the case may be, cleaning up. I choose to do that. And because I choose to do it, I mean, it's keeping me lined up with certain things, keeping a certain pattern going. For those who heard the lecture of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayhi, today, one of the most important things that he pointed out was about relationships. He said, there are relationships no matter what. I say it that way, that there are relationships no matter what. That everything is in relationship to something else. Everything. We as humans have a relationship with creation. But he said the first is getting to know yourself. Having a relationship with self. So this is community developmental stages, and it starts with just that. Our center is ourselves. And we know we can't let our guard down. We can never say to ourselves, okay, I'm good as it gets. I know I'm perfect. I don't need to strive anymore. I am just the best that I can be. No, no, no. We can't even fool ourselves like that, right? Because we're continuing to eat. So that throws room for something to happen with our health. We may eat the wrong thing. We may eat something too much. And then there are people. We're around people. Well, let's think about the services. That's where I really want to go to this evening, everyone, the services. The services that we have a relationship with that comes from other areas, not from us. And I'm thinking about use of the toilet. The toilet, we flush that toilet, right? When we flush that toilet, we expect that water to clean out the toilet from whatever is in there. There's no way that we expect to hit that handle and nothing happens. If nothing happens, then we know something's wrong with the back of the toilet or something. If the water is off, maybe we didn't pay our bill. Or perhaps the city is doing some work out on the street and they turned everybody's water off. Something had to happen. There's a relationship there. And so how that relationship is maintained, we have to pay a water bill for that water. Why? Because the service to make things accessible to our homes, there's a cost because there are people who are working. And so there's a relationship with that worker who's working for the city. We say, oh, they work for the city. They work for you. They work for us. So everything that they do, then we say, oh, the city will pay them. No, you're paying them. We're paying them. The city has a budget, their dollars. They get their dollars. You may say, oh, well, the city gets all this money from what? So everything, there's a relationship even with the sharing of the dollars to the services that come to our areas and to the equipment that we use. Somebody made that toilet. It was made somewhere in some, I don't know, a manufacturing company made the toilet, right? And now we're actually standing on a floor. I mean, there may be some of us who have the dirt under our feet as our ground, but I doubt it, not if you're living in a house. The only time I remember about dirt being on the ground, you know when that was? Florida Progress here in Florida. I went to take care of a client, and she was sharing with me the house that she had bought. There was a history of the Florida Progress, noticing that the light bill was going up, 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 and it kept going up, come to find out the people had dug the cement flooring up so they could grow some plants, the drug plants, and they needed to use extra light for that, electricity, I should say, for that. So when the electric company discovered that, it was so astronomical that they called the police because they had an idea that maybe that's what was going on, and they were right. So that when the police knocked on the door and did a search, a checking on why it was so high, that's when they discovered that room. So I say that to say it's not normal that a house would have the flooring knocked out and you're on the ground. So we have flooring. And I say that because there's a relationship with the house being built, number one. Somebody built the house. Even if we built the house, our own house, there are materials that we needed to use. So those materials come from somewhere. So you see where the relationship is within the environment, and then the need that we have a relationship with ourselves because we have to use the toilet, we have to use the house to sleep in, to do different things in private. We have to use air. We have to use light. And so we have windows at the house. The relationship. But it can be done in such a way that it makes make the use of everything be nice, be considerate to others. So last week we had the words of kind, courteous, and considerate. Kind words, courteous actions, and considerate, being considerate of others. And that involves our relationship with ourselves, how we think about ourselves. Do we have, what kind of manners do we have? And if we have certain manners, where do those manners come from? Did we develop those manners from our relationship with our parents or grandparents, whoever were the guardians over us? There was a relationship, and we learned so much from those relationships. And sometimes I know when I went to visit a friend's house, and they'd be doing something maybe a little different than what we did in our house, and maybe time-wise. You know, so let's take washing dishes, for example. In our home, we would put a pan of water in the sink. We had two sinks. We put a pan of water, that was the dish water, because we wouldn't throw it out right away. We used bleach in our water. My growing up, we didn't have the same solutions that we have up today, but the outcome was the same. Clean the dishes, clean the kitchen, clean, clean, clean. So the relationship was with my mother showing me how to do what I needed to do, and then I established my own way of doing it, you know, such as of course, you wash the glasses first, then you wash the silverware, and then you wash the plates. But you make sure that you scrape all the food leftovers out of the plate. Now, we would put it in a bag and then take that wet food and put it outside. It wouldn't stay in the house. Why? Because there was a relationship with bugs, and we wanted to have a distant relationship with those bugs. Praise be to Almighty God. In my friend's home, they perhaps didn't use a pan of water. They perhaps put this water right into the sink. Maybe they had one large sink. So we all had a dish drain. You know those dish drains, right? They sit up on the counter right next to the sink, and the water drains back into the sink so that when you put the plates and the cups and whatever up there. So, you know, you just see the different style or way of doing something, but the outcome, like I say, clean dishes, that was the whole key. And then you had, now, of course, We swept our floors. We didn't have a vacuum. Why? We didn't need a vacuum. And vacuums came later anyway for us. There was, we used the you know, those corn husk brooms. I guess they made from the silk of the corn. But anyway, we had a broom, and it was very durable. And then we had a mop that was very durable. So the objective was to do what? Clean. Because of the relationship with one another, being in a household, you may be cross-contaminating, you know, one another. You know, one person is sick, or maybe we just get dirty. We're just, you know, playing outside. So you come in, and you come inside, and you have the dust from the dirt. Because when we grew up, it was in the sand, and you bring in that dirt into the house. Well, my mother had a number 2 10 tub that killed that. You come in, you undress, and you got in that tub, but one after the other. So the relationship was staying clean, being clean, so that the family, the family main areas and all, that were clean. It was a matter of everybody using what they need to use, but everybody had their chores. So as the imam was speaking today, and I was thinking about that, you know, being having a relationship with self, and then having a relationship with family, and then having a relationship with neighbors. There were things that the neighbor could ask you to do that if your parents had already given you permission to do that, that was okay. But if your parents hadn't given you permission and you went and you did something that the neighbors asked you to do, and that means you were absent when the parent expects you to be present. I think I told you of that. Yeah, I got really chastised for leaving home because a neighbor requested me to go to the store. So praise be to Almighty God. True relationships, when we look at it that way, we can see the development of our lives. Now, let me bring us forward, because I'm speaking of myself in the 50s and the 60s. But let's come forward. How is the relationship now? I'm going to ask this question. Did we assume that our grandchildren were going to automatically get what we got from our parents, that our grandchildren would get because we delivered to our children some of the things that we got, we had to go through? We let them know, you know, the importance of hospitality, the importance of speaking to people when you enter a room, the importance of being kind, courteous, and considerate. We pass that on to our children, and then something happens. Yes, we have a caller, 706-627. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam. Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, Columbus, Georgia. What it boils down to when we really reflect, now, like our mothers, and then maybe our parents, right? Satan stepped up his work in distracting us so that we started neglecting our children. We started neglecting them. That's with information. That's with education of about God and who they are. And then we always come up with excuses for them. You remember, that's the number one thing that teenagers do today. They swear up and down that their parents don't have no time for them, even though their parents from a couple of generations back are doing excellent and giving them everything that we possibly can. You know, high-tech information, nice home, nice bedroom, nice car. But we're not giving them a time and instructions about their true self and who created them, et cetera. So what they do in a respectful way, you know, and even sometimes we do it. You know, sometimes they say, "Mom, you know it ain't the truth." They call them the lie because we're starting to lie. Shaitan's distractors, and those excuses we fail to realize are really lies, because we know that when we told them, "Well, honey, I won't be able to do this," and make something seem so important that you had to do is the reason why you're not going to have time to do this, are not going to have time to do that or explain this to them. You know, not why are we not going to Juma this week? They're having a program over at the Masjid. Why are we not going? And Mama, we used to go all the time when I was little. What happened? Well, you know, I got this job now. I got this obligation. We started lying. Remember, Satan's job is to make us lie, come up with artificial realities, and then force them upon our kids. You know, without realizing that we kind of went through the same thing with our parents when they became, got better jobs, life, they was getting the blessings by Allah, but Shaitan was interpreting those blessings to us and making them important, more important than what they really was. But Allah said, I give you everything to worship me, man. I give you everything to worship. So that's what's happening, what we're going through right now. And their children, regardless, a lot of them are college graduates now, PhDs, got good income. But they still, when it comes to teaching them about Al-Islam, about Allah, his messenger, the Quran, you know, you tell them to go read it, but you're not giving them, sitting down with them and going over the ayahs and things with them on a regular basis enough so that they can get their foundation up underneath them. You know, so basically that's what, and that's Shaitan Jai. Ever since Adam, he has been making us distract from telling ourselves, our wives, our children, our neighbors, that there's only one God, said, and that's why things are so way out of pocket now, to where they even Shaitan had time to even create an artificial reality and said God had a son and push that.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's more, it's the number one influence in the world now. Everybody knows it's not true, but they still know that the material benefit, the lie that they're telling, that why we should be sympathetic toward it. You know, Imam Muhammad told us, don't waste your time on teaching the truth to the disbelievers. But look how much time we spend trying to convince people who has made it clear in their deeds and acting, their way of life. You know, they love the spiritual cleansing and opportunity it gives them to connect with God and have a moment to even learn how to talk a little bit with God. But they're not giving up this world. They ain't giving it up. And they use that same logic on our children. And the artificial knowledge now, like we say, artificial intelligence, seems real to our kids. Because when they come home to us and ask, well, can you tell me the truth? Can you be real with me, Mom? Can we have a real talk, a real this, a real that? And we keep saying, yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't have time. So that's basically what we're doing now. We got to figure out through our du'a to ask Allah to please help us. Talk straight. Be straight. Get on the straight way. And stay there. And because we, you know, it's very simple. You know, like I said, we thank Allah much that he's made it easy. This website for us is supposed to be easy. Difficulty comes when we get knowledge and it makes us different even with our own self, with our children, with our obligations. You know, you know how to go. You sit out on the side of bed every night after you make you eat your bread and you sit there for a minute and say, wow. Why are we still in this situation as a people with all these blessings Allah has given us through the life of Imam W. Muhammad, the honor of Elijah Muhammad, and all the good we see in the world? Why are we having a hard time? And our children got degrees now, got employment. Some of them speak Arabic backward and forward, but they have nowhere to apply it because we are not establishing our share of the dunya, or either, like we say, we're not establishing the halal reality right next door to this false reality, and give people a choice. People have to see the difference between haram and halal, and they don't see it in business or anything. So that, just want to say that, you know, that's what it really is. It's very simple. We've been lying to our kids, and we didn't learn how to make it sound like we ain't.
When you said that, too, you know what I thought of, too? I have to, you know, in all honesty, I remember a division in our neighborhood, in our Muslim community. There was a disagreement on how to go about doing a certain thing, and so there was a split. And when that split occurred, I do recall my son saying, it was like a plea, but we couldn't see. He's saying, can't y'all make up? Because, you know, we enjoy coming to, they enjoy coming to the masjid. But no, we couldn't make up. We were going to just like, okay, we were, well, you know, nevertheless, whatever happened, happened. And but we couldn't see the results of the effect that it was happening, was having on our children. And I wonder how many areas that actually happened to.
That was our whole, that was our whole life. See, Tommy tried to control our whole reality. He just don't want us to deviate. Remember, his goal is to carry us through the hellfire. His goal is to turn us all the way around to where you already see Allah has given us a sign. See how Satan has turned man into woman and woman into man in their logic and rationale, even though they have proof that they're not. That's a, he would go farther than that. He, you know what? You know what? It takes a whole lot for Satan to convince a human being to commit suicide, but he does it every day. He does it every day. That's terrible.
I agree.
That we're not, we're that distracted.
We have to take a pause right here. Thank you, Muhammad.
Okay. Likewise. I stand out.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam. Please, by all means, if you want to share again, it's always open, all right? Alhamdulillah. Press 1 to go out. And we're going to take a pause, everyone, right here. This is Community Developmental Stages. We read from Ayat 7 of Surah Ankabut, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the revelation, the revealed word says, and I read Sahih International, that for those who remain, I'm just going to paraphrase, remain righteous, that their sin, their evil, is evil ways, will be blotted out. All of it, not some, not a pinch of it, but all of it. So if we're striving, truly striving to, for the best of our deeds, that's the rest of it. So if we strive to have the best of our deeds, be out front, praise be to Almighty God. And so that's what we're, I can look back and really see some errors, you know, that were committed community-wise. And even as I was growing up as a child, but you know, I must be honest, I did not see, when by the time our church members split, I had already grown up. So there was no split happening in that nucleus life that fed our spirit world, our belief in our parents, our belief in our neighbors, our belief in the whole system. We looked forward to and we were cared for. So when we split and being Muslim and had a difference of opinion of how to run something, and we split, well, my children were, the youngest one was still just 13, 14 years old. And when he said what he said, asked of me, you know, can't y'all make up, is what, really what he said. Can't y'all make up and come back together, because we missed going to the masjid. He actually loved it. And what was the outcome of that? Perhaps, you know, he was going to do what he eventually did. I don't know. But I have to say, this is about relationships and everything in relationship. So our relationship with one another in the masjid and then that affected our community life, you know, how often we were together, we attended other events, but still it did something to the nucleus. So that means the children had to find something else to do, because when we stepped away, we didn't have the same ability to facilitate the things that we had done while at the masjid. And that, you know, when we're talking about community life and community development and the development of self, well, the children have a self that they have to develop. So praise be to Allah. We're going to take this pause. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and this is Community Developmental Stages again. And we'll follow it with CWSC Community Buzz, and the question is, have you heard? And we want to hear from you of what is happening around the globe. And if you're in another country even, press call in and press 1 on your phone. We will open the mic for you as well. We are heard in 6 continents, and that's praise be to Almighty God for that. As we are continuing to grow with listenership, we're at 765, close to 65,000, 765,000. And that's a blessing, all because of you being here and those abroad and every day, being on 24 hours, at least 7 hours a day live, and the rest of the hours, you can go anytime to cwsc.us, click on the podcast, and you can choose which presentation you want to listen to. At the same time, you can type in American Muslim 360, type out the whole word, American Muslim 360, and when the page appears, you can click on it or you can scroll down and select some of the previously aired presentations as well. All right? But don't forget to click on that blue donate button. It is there. It is a safe, secure area for you to share your donations with us, and that is PayPal. All right? All right. We're going to play some public service announcements, and when we return, we will continue down the road of that relationships with self, relationships with family, relationships with community, and on and on. All right? Thank you, dear listeners. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
This is Isaiah Abdushakur, now with the Islam's beliefs universal. Allah is the creator with no partners. Muslims have 99 popular attributes for Allah. What is Al-Islam? Al-Islam is the complete way of life that reflects submission to the will of God. Islam means submission, derived from the Arabic word meaning peace. Who is a Muslim? A Muslim is anyone who submits to the will of God. Everyone is born Muslim, and their environment makes them otherwise. How does one become a conscious Muslim? To become Muslim is to make a public declaration that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. This is called the Shahadatain. Who is Muhammad? Muhammad the Prophet was born in Mecca, the holiest city to Islam in Arabia, in the year 570 or in the 6th century. How many Muslims are there? Worldwide, there are just over 1 billion Muslims, or 1 out of every 5 people on earth is a Muslim. In the United States, there are approximately 8 million Muslims. 2.5 million are recognized as indigenous, with the remainder by the way of immigration. Aren't all Muslims Arabs? No. Most Muslims live east of Karachi. 30% of Muslims live in the Indian subcontinent, 20% in sub-Sahara Africa, 17% in Southeast Asia, 18% in the Arab world, 10% in the states of the former Soviet Union or Russia. There is a significant Muslim population in China, Latin America, and Australia. Aren't all Arabs Muslim? No.
And we're back, dear listeners. That was Isaiah Abdushakur with the Know Me, Know Me Institute. And that was from one of the presentation hours where they appeared every Friday evening here on AM 360 as the host. He along with six others. Wow, how time goes by too. And because I believe that was from a 2018 segment or 2017 segment. But praise be to Almighty God. And, you know, I was thankful that back to relationship, I was able to reestablish a connection to the grandchildren and form a connection. And that relationship that we had, it was a bonding one. Imagine 14, 15, 16-year-olds wanting to be in the presence of, present what they've had to present, but they were willing to find, you know, adhere to the structure. And that was important, in which it helped them with their going on into their adult lives. So I want you to share, you know, if you don't mind, the importance of how you see relationships, and are you seeing it deep? Because if we don't know ourselves enough, we don't have a relationship with ourselves to the point that we can overlook certain things when they say somebody goes in a grocery store and they're in front of you and they don't hold the door open for you and they see you coming. What happens to you internally? Or you're trying to park and waiting and they pull up there and they pull right into that space. What happens to you internally? Are you comfortable enough that no biggie, just find another space? That was not the space meant for you. Or that person, you know, just probably didn't see you. Their mind could have been on something else. They really didn't see you coming up. Or they could have really intentionally not held the door. Whatever way it was, it's okay. So how are you with your relationship with yourself? And I at the point of going into a restaurant, I remember, I think it was William who said this about the relationship between a female going in and presenting herself to ask for something, and I think William gave the example of the restaurant, and versus a male going in and asking for something and getting a better response. The point is, how comfortable are we with ourselves, and how do we move in society? Because we are still having a relationship, even in the present where there's space. Let me see if there's someone who's pressed one. We will open your mic. Yes. Bilal. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank God for Sarah. I just was listening to all the things that happened on the day of Sarah. I say praise be to Allah. I mean, great things. Alhamdulillah. I would really see us as Prophet Muhammad as a liberator and a mercy for humanity. And that brings about the balance of overlooking and avoidance of conflict, and then also see yourself as one that deal with resolution coming from revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's beautiful. And it felt, and it can solve many, you know, situational that we might consider problems that occur, you know, when we look at the fact that you can give some mercy. And at the same time, that mercy in itself just might be what liberates the spirit of the disease or of another individual who having a rough time. Instead of being antagonistic individual to that person and making matter worse. Because in certain instances, it can even go as far as to lead to death. So praise be to Allah for the blessing of even of common sense inside of liberation and being a mercy to humanity. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes, 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 and yes. All right. Yes. I'm gonna close your mic in just a moment. Hold on. I love the resolution through revelation. Hold on, I get to my screen. There I am. All right. Everyone, as we go through this process, I can't help but keep referring to Surtul Ankabut, where, and that's 5, 6, and 7, really. But 7, that just connected with me in a way that if Almighty God is going to blot out all our sins, and all we have to do is, I say, think about being righteous, but be in the righteous mode. Strive hard to do the best. That means we have a choice, and we can choose the best action. We can choose first the best words, the best action, and then to whatever happens, be considerate of the other person. Because if we're firm and are connected within ourselves with the Almighty God, and our routine is that we are with a constant communication process with Almighty God, and even when we're in conversation, it's going to automatically come out. If we have that continuous conversation with Almighty God, it's going to be in the way we handle ourselves. So praise be to Almighty God. As I see the rain is falling, everyone, and I'm looking out, it's falling so softly. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. Clearwater, yeah. Clearwater falling from the clouds up above. But praise be to Almighty God. Relationship, relationship, relationship. How we are part of someone else's world. How we affect, we are influenced by someone else and they're influenced by us. And what we go to eat. Even our breathing, oh, Lord, I'm really going to go there now, everyone. Even with our breathing, when we breathe, we're breathing off, you know, from something internally, from what we've eaten, what we've digested, and then we're bringing it back out, right? And have you ever been in close contact with someone and then the breath, I'm not talking odorous, you can hear the rain somewhat, but I'm not speaking odorous, but I'm speaking of their breath breathing on you, or you're in a close confine, and you can detect their breath, they can detect yours. How does that make you feel, just knowing that? What goes through your mind? It may not be an offensive breath, but it's just the fact that they're breathing, and some people say, don't breathe on me, you know, because we've been wearing the mask and such now. And I'm walking. I don't have my umbrella, but I'm walking in the rain for a moment here. Hold on. Ah. All right. I'm here. This is beautiful. We have 718749, my brother William Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my beautiful sister Martha Nala Williams. All praises due to Allah. It's a pleasure to be with you here on Community Developmental Stages. Interesting conversation, especially about relationships. I'm from New York City. I'm in the New York City area. And I'm happy to say that there's a lot of community development going on within the New York City area with the Muslims. In particular, one of the hosts of on American Muslims 360, Imam Abdulaziz, who does Maya Kuli How, he and Masjid, his masjid and the believers up and down the Bronx, every Friday and Saturday, I mean, the people are lined up around the block to get food that the Muslim community is able to, you know, distribute to the Bronx community. And that's a wonderful thing because the people expect it, and the masjid, you know, is the middle person, and the masjid every week. I mean, those believers in masjid and Imam Abdul Aziz, you know, they perform that service. And that service that he has performed has evolved with the other masjids, because there's another masjid in the Bronx, Masjid Sabur, and they are also distributing food. And then there is another connection with Masjid Yusuf Shah. Masjid Yusuf Shah is in Mount Vernon. And what the Masjid Yusuf Shah in Mount Vernon does, they cook over, I think, 1,200 meals a week, halal meals. And they give them out to the people. Yeah. Now, Masjid Sabur, which is in the Bronx, so what they do is they cook the 1,200 meals, these halal meals, and they give it out in Mount Vernon, and they also transport those meals down to Masjid Sabur. And so the people in Masjid Sabur are giving out meals, and they're giving out food. So this connection that's happening, this relationship that's happening in that area, and inshallah, that kind of idea will expand even to the other boroughs, like Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens, inshallah. Queens was doing it for a while, but they wasn't able to keep it up because there are, you know, some technicalities. You know, you got to go up there and get the food, so you got to bring it from the Bronx, you know, down to Queens. So, you know, there's transportation. There was transportation problems, but, you know, inshallah, it'll be worked out. But that is a relationship that the Muslim community has with the general community, and that's very important. The other idea of relationships that we have is with our media. We have a relationship right now. You know, right now, we're in a relationship. You know, people listening to American Muslim 360 right now, because this is how the technology has helped us to formulate relationships. So, you know, we all come together, we gather together, you know, on our phones, and we talk about things. And tonight we're talking about relationships. You know, that's very, very important. It's a social idea that we're doing online. It's a social idea that the Bronx community is doing with the relationship with the community. So there are more social ideas that we need to foster with the community and with each other. And the other part that I wanted to mention, another relationship kind of idea, is the relationship of young people. Young people that have, you know, grown up in their parents' house, when they get an opportunity, they want to get out. We know that because we did the same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
we did.
Teenagers, you know, it's like, yo, man, let me get out of here. Let me go and socialize and form relationships with other people. Now, it could be, you know, like the men go ahead and the young boys, they form relationships with others, and then the young girls form relationships with the other, and then they move in packs. But today, there are places where relationships can happen, and I just came from one, which is the gym, and there are a lot of young people that are in the gym. Are there gyms down there in your area where young people?
As a matter of fact, we were talking about there are gyms, and I see the younger people frequenting the parks when it's not raining. But the exercise equipment that's at the park. So two things happen.
Yes.
They are able to, you know, converse with each other, and they're able to be out in the open, and you just see it happening, and it's I say it's wonderful but I don't know the conversations that's going on, but then there are others who attend a building, a gym. There are many of those gyms. Yes.
So there's the social idea, that relationship,
yes,
that the human being looks to foster with each other. So I think that we as far as our, you know, Muslims, you know, if we are giving them the foundation in the house, if we are making sure that the relationship that we are establishing in the house, you know, establishing prayer in the house, establishing no pork on my fork in the house, you know, establishing no pork
say that again.
On my fork. Don't fork no pork when I go out to dine. I'm sorry. No. So, you know, if we establish that as a foundation, when our children, Muslim children, go out there into the world, you know, they're going to take those social concepts that they got in the house, they're going to take them out there in the street. They ain't going to be eating pork out in the street. We're going to McDonald's. Let me get a hamburger, you know, and put some bacon on it, you know, and some, you know. Now, let me get a hamburger, you know, I don't even want to say hamburger. Let me just get a burger, you know, without the bacon. Let me get a chicken sandwich without the bacon. Because, you know, on these fast food restaurants, they put bacon on everything. So that's what I'd like to say, that, you know, it's going well. It's going well. I think that, you know, like, we have a bright future. All we have to do is continue to be the organic Muslims that we are and be that example for the rest of the people. And they're going to have no choice but to, you know, because unfortunately we have relationships that are happening in America where, you know, people are forming relationships, people who have been GMO'd. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People have been genetically modified organisms, genetically modified human beings who say, well, you know what, I don't feel like a man inside. I feel like a woman. You know what? You know, I'm in love with a man. And, you know, I want to get married. Oh, okay. You know, so this is a genetically modified person. And, I mean, well, you know, hey, you know, we have fruit and vegetables that are genetically modified. But when you go in the store, which one would you prefer to have? The organic or the genetically modified? Well, it all depends on how much money you got in your pocket. But the question is, which one has more value? Because the one that has more value is going to be the higher one. So it's the same thing with us. You know, don't you think that the organic lifestyle that we live, as far as being Muslims, that we are more organic than people who say, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and eat some pork, you know, or people who have this idea, well, you know, like, you know, I want to be a GMO organism. They got to come back because it always happens. It always happens. They have to come back. The artificial always has to come back. Thank you, sis. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. That took it on into another phase, because and not being true to self, William, as you were saying about the organic part, but it also connect with how can you connect truly with self if you're false telling yourself a lie. And you can't have a sense of completion because you can't face yourself if you're
right.
GMO.
But see, and you know, people do it. Why do people do it? They do it because there are so many that people want attention. They want attention, and that's what it's all about. You know, when you send people to school, get young people to school, they act out, and the ones that act out are the ones that want attention. Now we ain't gotten to the point where, you know, that technology has. You got to be like this. You got to be like.
like this. You got to be like this. You got to be like this. This is acceptable. That's acceptable. That's acceptable. That's acceptable. So people are trying to find themselves, so they act out. They act out, and, well, you know what? You know, like I'm, you know, I got long hair and I got a beard. I got long hair, I got a beard, and you know, I feel like a woman inside. But you got a beard. What are you talking about? That beard is not. But you know, like I want you to recognize me. Don't call me a he. Call me a they. So if, you know, this is the recognition that people get, you know. But inshallah, you know, they'll have to come back.
Inshallah.
Organic. They have to. Inshallah. And that's our responsibility.
Inshallah.
Our responsibility is to be the example for them to come back to.
I mean. Don't, you know, somebody has to be on track.
Somebody. And that's our responsibility as Muslims.
And that's where, again, Surah Ankabut, Ayat 7, you know, that's just so relieving to me to know, you know, okay, so we have these areas, and I'm sure other faiths probably have something that they've read, and it gives them, but it gives them relief to know that they have a way to be make reprieve for their bad dealings or what have you. And so here it is, Almighty God saying, it will block all your sins out. But, you know, added to that is attending Juma, sincerely attending Juma, sincerely giving, making you saying your prayers, being kind to others, all of it, feeding the indigent, like you were saying about the relationship with the masjid and their sharing with others, not seeing them less than themselves, because that right then, if we see them as less than, or because they have a need, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the blessing to be able to share a deed, so it's like, okay, it's a reward for you to do this. So alhamdulillah. So yes,
I mean, that's right.
I'm
reward
so thankful
for that. That's right. Allahu Akbar.
So alhamdulillah.
Thank you, sir.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And we're going to take another pause for the cause, everyone. And we are now in the way of, and thank William for being there, by way of relationship. We want you all to hear the word relationship so much that you could say it in French, you could say it in Russian, German, however you say it, it still comes back down, as the man worthy Muhammad Rahim Allahulay said today. It is on the what we shared. Everything has a relationship with something else. But starting with the self, that's the relationship. Once we realize that, and because we have to live with ourselves, right? So let's go to our public service announcement, and we'll be back, inshallah, all right?
Said I may not know you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted. From religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
And we are back. Now we're with CWSC Community Buzz. And the question is, have you heard? We'll be sharing information with you in just a moment. We're going to our lines here, 727-408. Silal, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. No, it's a good thing, you know, and being, you know, listening to the Juma with Brother Abdul Aziz. Today, with Brother in Tampa Bay Association, Muslim Association. And the fact that I look at the fact that Baby Man Muhammad also say about hurt, you know. He say we, you know, he say he look at hurt something that really all hurt that would cause something that's real bad for us, it'd be good for us. And then just the fact that a way of looking at things, you know, when the Imam say concerning you know, something that had been said by the Santos government, the fact that about slavery was good, but we did that was something good for the African American, the black person. Now, it might have been good for us and our ancestors and us right now, for the fact that we wasn't that kind of person to be opposing, you know, oppressing people and disrespecting the human life that Allah put here. And the blessing is that also that we get to benefit from coming out of those circumstances. And he gets, and that person, and the one who did that, and maybe the evil and the sickness that DeSantis had in his soul, you see, he don't benefit though. He suffered for just trying to be slick and just be under some kind of racist way of thinking, living, and acting. And so, you know, be blessed to Allah for the fact that we accept our position, you know, and we love it to be able to be on the front line to deal with situation and condition. Because the day we start disliking our position, we're going to be in bad shape. Because then we have a nature. We have a tall and a struggling nature. And so it's something I like to do. I hope my brother still on. Brother William Kareem, you still on. But I have to say that, you know, I'm very adamant about things that I read from Imam Muhammad and different things I hear and different people that I associate with, different literature that I'm told that have certain kind of, you know, strong, good effect on the lives of the believers and those who need our help. But one thing I didn't know about that, and I was talking about the leadership class of the youth being their own boss and their own leadership, I had been looking at 20 years old and 19 years old, you know, something like that around. I don't know why, but real, my mind is the same way at the same time. And I was informed that, no, that group is more like, you know, your 40s and your, you know, your 50s, like that. So, you know, so I'd be having that, you know, I was kind of like, you know, riled up to that point because I was my protection was on that real young life. But I understand where you at, and praise be to Allah for that. And also just to be able to experience later on, I think the same day I got to hear the Newark community and the things he got, you know, set up, you know. But just some reason inside of my spiritual life, I had just gotten to the point that I kind of like shy away from the, from, you know, activities, you know, like functionings and convention, having that good, you know, partying, you know, good time. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't been part of my existence, you know. So praise be to Allah. But when I heard them talk and I looked into what they were saying, I say that's good. So I add that to my list of things that I need to kind of like lighten up a bit. So praise be to Allah with that, you know, and I'm glad that the good work that the volunteers, the experiences, and those that was in the Nation of Islam. When I came in, it was the latter part of December 75, so I didn't really get there. A lot of that experience, because basically everything was kind of like changing over when with Imam Watadi Muhammad. So I didn't get the, you know, the experience of the great brotherhood and sisterhood that you know, the things that went on during that time, like many of the people did. So praise be to Allah. And Kareem, so the brother Kareem, that's where I was that, you know. And but I have to say one thing about you, brother. You're very cool and composed, brother. But some people really took my head off. And then that brother who called up, I love when a brother come in and just ease thing out, you know. And the opinions are something else. I remember I was on the program talking to brother, I think that's Layla Muhammad, Imam Muhammad, may Allah forgive him. He found his son-in-law, you know. And he was, you know, she was talking about different things in the book. And then I came up and just said, and just basically just reflecting, giving opinions. And he said, that's a good thing about how everything come together for us, for the mutual consultation and all the different opinions that would bring about the unity, that powerful force that we have as people who are struggling to be accountable to God and feel like that we have to fulfill all obligations. So inside everything was like a step that I went through, and I grew a lot, a whole lot. So I'm thanking to Allah for this sacred month of Muharram also. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful insight. That's a relationship with self that you are assessing and making some determination. So praise be to Allah.
All right, bye.
That is wonderful. Everyone, as you can hear, this is community. We just ended community developmental stages. I mean, it doesn't stop happening, of course, just that we finished as far as a time area here. But having the presence of mind and thought. Last evening, I'll share with you on Thursday evenings. Now I attend. I'm going to share this information with you. Imam Ahmed, I believe he's out of Arkansas. And his presentation last night was on the mind. On the mind. The presentation is an offering to those who seriously want to participate. If you want, you can email us. info@cwsc.us, and then we can submit your quest to participate. But I'm going to share with you how his classes go. I know there are many classes that we perhaps are attending, and they're very good. This is just an additional one, if I must say so. But anyway, as I attended, he gave some words, and the words were manas for our sensory aptitude. It is the senses, basically saying manas. I forget where he say that language is from, and then there's chitta, chi, for so you have the sensory. For our memory. And then there's Ahamkara. Ahamkara is for our ego. And the last one is Buddhi, B-U-D-D-H-I. and of course it's for meditation. And then he went on to share about our thinking, and I'm sharing this because it has a lot to do with the relationship with ourselves. So when he said about if we know what level we're on, where we are in our thinking, and he went on to read about the thinking, Dhikr Allah Akbar, thinking on Allah is greater. And so that we're having that relationship then with Allah, with the attribute of Allah. And from that, then we go into concentration, contemplation, and I believe it said meditation again. Again, when we concentrate on something, then we contemplate about it, take it a little deeper, contemplate on what are we going to do, how are we going to do it. We break it all down. Then I believe I'm correct on meditation. The point being, again, relationship with self. And then when we participate in anything, activity. So when I'm sharing from here the different things that's going on, these words go into our mind, and we know right away whether we have an interest or whether we don't, and how we carry on that interest. If we do have an interest, what will activate us to participate? What agent is for us to actually initiate the movement, the thinking, and then the movement, and then go ahead and actually actualize the participation? And I know I'm saying it out that way, but the point being is our thinking. It all comes back to that. I can't find what it is that I was looking for because, well, either way, I'm going to go into the announcement. So if you have any announcements, if you want to give a little more definitive information about what's going on, I know there's information about an event on the 12th. And let's see here. William, if you're still with me, press 1. So, and then how to connect with Master Shah, Imam Musa Abdul Ali, I believe. And then we'll continue with that information, everyone, as we continue to share about the Yusuf Shah's moving from one location to the other. And they're always going to be in continuous need of assistance. Okay, I'm opening up. William. Okay, William. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Wa alaikum assalam. A community buzz, the buzz in the community. What is it? What's going on with the whole Colonel Sukarno? Well, I'll tell you. There was an event that was done, the Cultural Extravaganza was done in Atlanta, Georgia. Then, now the Cultural Extravaganza is traveling to West Haven, Connecticut on August 12th. This is a social circumstances situation that's going to take place at the Back in the Day Music Performance Center at 221 Bull Run in West Haven, Connecticut. On the program is going to be the amazing songstress Suad El-Amin, but also we're going to have the legendary jazz drummer Jesse Hameen also playing with the Motown artist that is a part of our community. You know him, Wale Ali, the guitarist. Wale Ali, who made the song Images, and I still, Sister Martha, I still have to, you know, get that song uploaded into the American Muslim 60Q so that you can play that. Also, is going to be Trooper is going to be there. The MC is going to be Edward Hassan, and I'll be performing there also. The Propagator, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to see if I can play with the band, if I can do a song with the band. I'd really like to do that. But that's what happening on August 12th in West Haven, Connecticut. Then on August 16th, there is an event that's supposed to happen in the Mount Vernon area. We don't really have the information regarding that, but this is progress as far as relationships is concerned, because, you know, this is an opportunity for the Muslims to come together, physically, come together and enjoy some halal sound from some great Muslims. So that's what we have so far. And then, of course, you know, there's the Muslim convention that's coming up in the beginning of September. Thank you.
Yes. And that is happening the 3rd through the 5th, I believe.
Yeah,
it's going to be visual rather than hybrid in person. And then DNA, Detroit National Annual Event, is going to happen in the same weekend, but in, I believe they're in person. And then there's, I was told, shared by Imam Abdulaziz this week, that ISNA, Islamic Society of North America, in Chicago also is having their time. So if you are of an organization and you want to have an appearance at either one or all three, then, of course, what it is about, building relationships, because there's a goal in it all. And here with CWSC, it is the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning of Initiatives. So that means we're not just connecting and communicating just to be doing so. Yes, we're human, but we have, and everyone lives somewhere, but we want to have our relationship evolve so that it can be representative of these better deeds that we are striving to have, and let it reflect from a more a greater way than just with one person striving and staying within their home and saying, okay, well, I'm doing my prayers and I'm you know, I speak to my neighbors and I go out and I shop and I come back in. I don't do anything contrary to the pattern that Almighty God designed. And then being fruitful in your community where you live, and you're really impacting the community and with activities, but those activities have an ulterior motive. I say ulterior, maybe I use another word. They have a greater outcome, objective, and that is that you're leaving a legacy. You're leaving a legacy by being connected with other people, and your actions, your being around, being present, remind others that, oh, one day I want to be just like them. Well, they don't want your life, but they want the results that you're bringing out. And alhamdulillah. And that's how we, you know, having that relationship with one another. Myself now, at this stage of my life, I'm traveling. And I love it. I want to travel. It's a choice. And others may want to just communicate by picking up the telephone and calling different people. Well, we want your help. I'm talking now by CWSC. We have the MCNRD. We want ones to volunteer, the individuals who have given of them their information, to say, I have this expertise, this skill. I'm willing to share it. All you need to do, CWSC, is call me on it. Call me on it. There are those who are in need, but before we call them on it, guess what has to happen? Back to the masajid, William, the connection. We have to have that communication with them. Oh, and by the way, everyone, William is our Leadership Development Council Director and Internship Director, and we're beginning to see the reflection of that in a cultural way, bringing people to the understanding, to Allah.
Yes. And let me recommend also to the people that are listening, Sister Martha, that especially as far as the cultural extravaganza is concerned, listen, why not bring the cultural caravan to your city?
Ah.
Why not do that? Talk to some people. Talk to your imam. Maybe some Muslims can get together and go ahead and rent a space and bring the cultural caravan to your city. You know, let's work together and let's make these things happen. We can do it. We have the power, and this is how we support each other.
I mean, well, I'd love to check that out. I'll check with our interfaith body group that wants to know more about Al-Islam, of course, and that would be definitely, there's a musical person who's often saying, I want to hear more music and to hear it from diverse groups, you know, to hear the jazz. And me, I love it because, you know, studied up on it. And at the same time, I studied the history of saying, oh, when things are going on in a country, then there's something to appease the chaos. And what do? You know, we get socially connected for the good. So alhamdulillah. Oh, joining us now is 321-917, Imam Delacy Umar Phillips. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam, Sister Nala. Program you have here, this community buzz, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say salam to the believers, you and the believers. And I must have made an accident and hit the cue.
Oh, you did? Yep, because your hand was definitely up in the air.
Oh, yeah? Let me see if I... Yeah. But anyway, alhamdulillah, I was enjoying the brother doing the presentation on the extravaganza in Winter Haven, so we were listening at that. And event travels around. Winter Haven or New Haven?
New Haven, Connecticut,
yeah, New Haven,
right,
yes,
William?
New Haven, Connecticut, yes. So that move, that extravaganza move from city to city, is that what we understand?
Right.
Okay.
And that's the way that it's going right now. And it's near New Haven. It's in the West Haven area. So, you know, West Haven, which is very close. It's about 20 minutes from New Haven.
Yes. Well, alhamdulillah, it just sounds really nice.
And you,
my brother? I miss your name.
Kareem.
I'm Delacy Umar, Melbourne, Florida.
Alhamdulillah, I'm William Kareem. My credentials is I used to sing with the propagators. I was the Muslim artist that did the song Birds of a Feather, the hip-hop artist that back in the early 80s and traveled around the country, you know, promoting the message of Imam W. Dean Muhammad with that. But the other part that I wanted to say is that, you know, there's probably a lot of talent in our areas, and especially with young people, and especially with young Muslims. There are probably young Muslims that are involved in the hip-hop that keep their lyrics halal. But what we can do is provide them with a platform, hire a DJ, and with a microphone, give them the microphone, let the DJ spin the music, and let them do their renditions, let them do their songs. When they used to have that at the Muslim convention, where they had culture night, but then they had this other pre-event, and boy, the talent that came out there, I mean, it was you know, a lot of positive artistic development, you know, was happening, and it still happens. And you'd be surprised what these young Muslim brothers and sisters will come up with. So that's just a suggestion. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Let me stop right there for a moment. We have another hand here, 914. I thought we had 111, but they went away. But we have 914-434. Coming on into the mic here, Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Hey. How y'all doing?
wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Praise each other. You know,
share with us, Muhammad.
Yeah, I don't know how much time we have, but anyway, Rael has said that he didn't come in the community. I was kind of surprised that he didn't come in until December 1975. So I guess my question may be a little bit personal, but I just thought I would ask, you don't have to ask, you don't want to. Actually, did you hear, when did you first hear Al-Islam? And why you didn't come in until December 1975? And my other question was to the audience, everyone. So when I just came on back on a few minutes ago, I heard William Kareem speaking about him traveling around, and I didn't hear what Imam Delisa said. But anyway, I was thinking, you know, something that President Obama had said after he had left office. I don't know what the question was, but anyway, he said, I know what the problem is. He said, problem is old men won't step aside. And when he said that, following that, he said, the problem is old men won't step aside. And I heard, Brother Kareem just said about giving the young people a platform. And I said, yeah, this is right in line with what I was thinking. Maybe I'll be the first old man to step aside so some young people can have a platform.
Hold on,
what? But there's quality in what you have to share. Not take over, of course, but share nonetheless.
Yes, just to make sure that it's strictly halal. Make sure that it's strictly halal. And our children know that. They know that. They know that they can't come with, you know, the stuff that these young hip hoppers are coming with. That they got to come with something that's, you know, clean and right and halal to be able to present to the Muslim audience. I remember we in Manhattan, Imam Ezekiel Basha, when he opened up the African market, we had something that was called the platform, and it was a platform where talent could come and make their presentation. They could come and do that. So it works. It works because, you know, people want a platform. They want a platform to be able to express themselves. You know, they have bars and the way that bars and restaurants make money, they have open mics. They have open mics where, you know, they allow people to come up and do poetry. I'm sure y'all have that down and I'm sure it's all over the country. I'm sure it is. But, you know, it's a platform for people to express themselves, you know? So, inshallah.
Now, Brother William, when you were speaking that, maybe you missed the Imam Pasha. New York. Maybe
yeah.
you don't really know too much about Imam Pasha. Maybe you...
Yeah, Imam Pasha is a very important imam. He did a very, very good job because Imam Ali Rashid, may Allah forgive him his sins and bless him with a comfortable space in the paradise. Imam Ali Rashid, who was sent there by Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, Imam Ali Rashid was doing everything that he could to keep Malcolm Shabazz, Malcolm Shabazz together. And what happened was the city of New York tried to steal the building and said that it had everything to do with taxes, because this is one of the ploys that they do in order to get Muslim property. But because of the political influence that Malcolm Shabazz had, and because of the historical status that Malcolm Shabazz had, they weren't able to do it. Imam Ezekiel Basha came in, and when Imam Ali Rashid passed, and
he was able to form a relationship with the city. And in forming that relationship with the city, Imam, the Muslim community worked with the city to form services for the African community. That's how the African market got established. And because that situation worked, they formulated public housing that the masjid was involved in. So he was able to stabilize Malcolm Shabazz Masjid as far as being a solid circumstance and situation. So Malcolm Shabazz is good. You know, Malcolm Shabazz is good. It's well taken care of. And Imam Ezekiel Basha, you know, he was able to, you know, pull that off. Alhamdulillah, may Allah continue to bless Imam Ezekiel Basha and the believers at Masjid Malcolm Shabazz with good works as they move forward. Inshallah.
All right, bro.
All right.
So, yeah,
well,
that's a little
take a pause for the
yes, there you go.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to take a pause right here. Thank you. And we're going to take a pause, and when we return, we want to hear more of what is happening. But I'm thinking out loud to myself about the when you mentioned platform, can we mobilize not just a virtual? I know it happened during one of the conventions, but get the mind percolating on being virtual and then choosing places where they are close to already. And there must be,
right.
You know, every city has somewhere, whether it's a recreation center or whether it's a platform out in the park or something that we can begin
yes.
to rotate on a virtual basis. Somebody's there, they're putting it on the virtual and you can hear it on through AM360 on audio wise and it moves around in the country like that, but we donate to the effort. Alhamdulillah. So just a
yes.
thought, everyone. Alhamdulillah. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. This is American Muslim 360. And we will be right back, and we will share more information about our website, about Facebook, and you can tweet us and our email address and our phone number. And I share with you, too, we received an intelligent complaint. I put it that way this week. So when you come back, just remind me if I should forget. What is that intelligent complaint? All right? All right. Stay with us, dear listeners.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain Information is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Support the healthy immune system. Give the body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
That wasn't coming through clear enough, but that was for the Preeta Haji, who's Saturday evening for Al-Islam in Focus, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m. All right, so that, you just heard the Saturday lineup, Imam Kareem Hamid, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Imam Delaysi Umar, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., along with Professor Rabbani Muhammad and Imam Michael Hamid. And then the Preeta Hadi, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. All right, dear listeners, and we're back. And I said that the kind complaint, well, here it is. It was a request by one of our listeners that said they want to hear more inshallah when we say we're going to do such and such. And he was extending that to CWSC whenever we're saying, especially with the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, inshallah. And, of course, we take everything in stride. Everything is meant to increase or make everything we're better together. So, alhamdulillah, wherever we have failed to do that or failed to do it, forgive us, but it is definitely an inshallah. God willing, everyone, for those who don't know, but as we may, well, I won't go into that. I'll just say, God willing, our efforts, it is upon all of our efforts to see the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative take place. And anything else that, you know, whatever we intend to do, yes, it has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, shared with us as we read it. Don't say you will do such and such, nice paraphrasing, on the morrow without saying, inshallah, God willing. So back to our mic open here. As we know that there are happenings at various masajid, and we don't want to miss anybody. If there's something happening at your masajid or your mosque, then please, share, you know, press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you in so you can share what is happening. What we CWSC wants to promote as a continuous activity for all of us is that we look at the area where we live, but we pay more interest into it. And I'm referring to population, what are the go through the generational ages, 0 to 20, 21 to 40, 41 to 60, 61 to 80, and 81 to 100, and those above, alhamdulillah, so that we can, in our local areas, everyone matters, right? And this is why we tapped into William. I couldn't upload it clear enough, William. I'm speaking about humanity. It's everybody's business with Wally. I had his
yes.
I have his CD.
Uh-huh.
But if you have it clearer, I would appreciate it. But yes, I love. We've made that our theme song for CWSC. Of course, our song, You've Got to Be Thankful is embedded in us too. But humanity bringing it out now because of the work that we're doing. Everybody's business. It's not somebody. Well, anyway, humanity is everybody's business. And we're asking everyone to be very conscious about the nature of our neighborhoods, our cities, and what is happening, what's the plan for any development even, so that we can feel our involvement as a citizen in the country. Well, we live somewhere, we pay taxes, or we have paid taxes, we're breathing the same air. We're utilizing the services. If the water pipe busts, we know we're going to be calling somebody to come and fix that pipe. If there's a hole in the ground, we're going to be calling somebody to come and patch in the roadway. We're going to call somebody to come and take care of that. If there's so much trash being thrown onto the highway without it being from the waste receptacle, you know, the trucks that come and pick up the trash, but if everything is put in the proper receptacles, as we're living, walking around through the city, and we're dropping trash, hopefully in the right, in those receptacles. But if it gets too, overrun with trash, I pray that we're going to call someone. And of course, if the lights on the street in our neighborhood go out, we're going to call someone. So we expect these services. There's always this reciprocal process that has to happen. And this reciprocal process means that we have to continue, take it for granted that everyone who's listening is involved in their city and they have taken a stake as being a citizen of this country, and that everything that's being provided, we're well aware of it. Anyone new comes into the neighborhood, we're well aware of it if it's built up in a certain way. Now, when I ventured up northeast, I was amazed because coming from south and how the houses are here in the south, flat, you know, if you have the houses going up, they're not tiered like the houses I saw up north and some of the ones. So here, it's easy to meet someone face-to-face and you move on about your business, or you can go and knock on their door. Same there, too, in the northeast. But I saw the movement of people on the street, and so much so that I said, wow. I said, I don't think I would want to drive up here, because I would probably stop right in the middle of the street and trying to figure out which way I'm supposed to go. So praise be to Allah. It is wonderful just knowing the differences throughout the country. So any comments on that? I still have the mic open for William, for DeLacy, and for Muhammad. Muhammad Sharif, your mics are open. Any comments on that, looking at our generations and taking study of that and letting that improve our connection with generations?
Yes, Sister Martha, William Kareem.
Yes.
The example that you gave us, I always mention this example that you gave us, because when you bought the members of the board to your neighborhood, and we went to the community council meeting I mean, it was so enlightening, just to see how it operated, just to see the people that were part of the community stand up in front of the microphone, give their name, their address, and then, you know, voice their complaint. But also to watch the city council give appreciation to the people that the departments that were part of the city government to give these people recognition for the work that they were doing, to give recognition to the senior citizens in the local senior citizen home. And to see all those senior citizens that came out because they knew that, you know, one of their members was going to receive, you know, a proclamation from the city. So all of these people came out, and the city, what they did is, you know, because all these senior citizens within the office, they said, well, all the people that are part of, you know, the senior citizen home stand up, and those people, those old senior citizens stood up so proud that they were recognized.
Yeah.
That's all it was. They were recognized. Do you know how well they slept that night because of that? I was recognized. They, where I live was recognized. So this is what we need to do. We need to get involved in our local community politics. It could be the community board and other, I don't know, you know, exactly what those things are. I still have to get involved, Sister Martha, and I have intentions to do it. I might just have to start off with a telephone call to you know, find out, well, when is the meeting? That's where we can start. Just call them. That's a start, right?
That's a start. That's setting a goal.
Yeah. So, you know, let's do that. Let's start. Let's start. And I'm going to tell you, when I make that telephone call, Sister Martha, I'm going to make sure I come on Community Buzz and tell you that I did it. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. So you all hear that. And we're 50 states. As the imam was stressing today, if anyone wants to go back and listen to the presentation from the imam, he was stressing so much that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took it out of our hands and to say, oh, the mosque right where we live at, well, I'll just give our address here, 3762 18th Avenue South. Well, Imam say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the whole earth is the mosque. So with that, the man said, China is the mosque, France is the mosque, Spain, Italy, London, England, rather, Great Britain, that's where the mosque, the whole earth, meaning that take away the building, and it's the land, it is the people, that's what it comes down to. So the whole earth, wherever you are, wherever we are, we're to exact from ourselves, pay from ourselves the most righteous deeds that we can exact. Praise be to Allah. So may we be fruitful in that.
Yeah, I guess Muhammad here again,
yes.
To smile.
Yes.
And part of my question is, I don't know if Bilal is still on, but one other thing Bilal had said when he came in, he heard Imam W.D. Muhammad's son-in-law say something. And then that's why he had to step away. I don't know what Imam's son-in-law, probably Imam Earl Abdul Malik, I believe it was.
Oh, okay. And I believe Bilal has stepped away for Salat because he's not on the board anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't see his number on the board. But alhamdulillah. Yeah. And Muhammad, if you want his number, I can, I'm sure he's okay, but I'll check with him first and share it with you, and then you all can discuss it.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
Is that all right?
This is, oh, yeah. Well, I just feel like sometimes when people say something in the public, I give them an opportunity to respond in the public so everybody can hear it, you know.
Yeah. Salamu alaikum.
Salamu
alaikum. I just wanted to make a comment on that, the statement you were making about Allah has made the whole earth a masjid for the Muslims. And that's one of the traditions of the Prophet. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him something that no other prophet was given, that he has made the earth a masjid for the worship. And that term means a place to prostrate, to pray, masjid.
Yeah.
So for us as Muslims, we can pray anywhere we can find a clean place. We're not limited to a temple, a church, a mosque. No, the whole earth has been made a masjid for us. So that's just wanted to make that comment and to give a deep reference, a paraphrase, a deep reference on that particular comment. Yes.
Praise be to Almighty God. Yes, yes. So that in doing that, making that sajda, wow, the deepness of our thinking with thinking on the Creator and showing our appreciation in a sense. Now and everyone too, I say, I'm thinking of myself at different times, being in the car. And sitting in the car and going on and making salat while I'm in the car, like
yeah.
You're saying, wherever you are, doesn't necessarily you have to get down on the ground. Just for those who may be thinking, because your thinking too is prostrating at that time.
Yeah.
But
and that's permissible whenever you feel uncomfortable. That you can't prostrate. You can't prostrate. You can pray sitting, riding, standing on your side, whatever is permissible. It's permissible. So, you know, it's really called a fear prayer. If you fear that someone may rob you or knock you in the head when you're prostrating.
Yeah.
You know, and that level, you know, and some people I like to add to that, you know, what scares me might not scare you, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's no criterion for how dangerous the situation is, but if you feel uncomfortable, pray, then you can pray sitting, standing, or riding, whichever is convenient for you, right? Inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you
No one is able to judge your fear level. That's your personal relationship with your Creator. Yeah,
there you go. It comes back to relationship. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for bringing it all back around full circle. Allahu Akbar. All right, dear listeners, the service may turn off because we have kept at 7 hours, believe it or not, today. But I want to share with you, you know, Study Al-Islam, if you have the ability to go to that website, there's other information there about activities that's happening throughout the country that's presented there, advertised on the Study Al-Islam website, all right? We know that the various masajids all throughout the country, you can go, I believe, if you are Muslim Journal. We don't want to miss out on that. Do patronize the Muslim Journal. Do patronize the other mediums, the Blog Talk. I believe you can go to the web and look up Blog Talk throughout the country presenting I'm connecting with being Muslim or Al-Islam I'll just say Al-Islam, the Blog Talk arenas, because what CWSC is going to be promoting heavily is forming that relationship, so much so with the objective of patronizing one another economically, as well as information, and information becomes transportation and education. So that is how we are seeing it. As I can share those strategic ways that we intend to the awareness of who's who, what is being done, and how we are a community. Praise be to Allah. And as one pointed out last week, I think it was Muhammad from South Carolina, you know, and the charity starts at home. Starts at home, but it doesn't, we not to neglect anyone in need. So this is why we have the Volunteer Human Resource Network. Sister Patricia, Anima Mohammed, praise be to Allah. We will be meeting this Wednesday as a reminder to those, Williams, and others who are part of the directors for the Intelligentsia and on the board of directors for CWSC. And we are meeting, and others, you know, if you want to come in and listen, but we will be taking care of business, getting down to at least putting forth our goals now and beginning to do some action, plan of action, and move it right along. So by 2025, God willing, that everything goes well, we look to be connecting with Ghana. I've made connections there already, but we'll be forging ahead with more our connectivity and maintaining our connection with Barbados. And we'll discuss that later as we discuss the 50-year human family strategic planning. There's a process to it all, everyone. So praise be to Allah. Any last comments by you, William? I'll go down the line.
No, I'm good. I'm just very thankful, man, that I tuned in. It was a very good show. And may Allah continue to bless community developmental spaces and community.
I mean.
Alhamdulillah. DeLacy?
No, thank you. I've made quite a few comments there. Thank you so much for the program and the opportunity to share.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. And to Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask you to repeat program you said Wednesday and what time that was for the director and everyone that we can see others can come in.
Yes, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. Very good,
Sister Martha. So everyone, we can come in and just listen, right? No participants because we're not directing. We can just listen in.
That's correct. And we will share, if you want to send us, you're able to send us an email, right, Muhammad?
Yes.
Send an email, and that will prick my memory to send the information to you, rather than me just sending out it on a blast to everyone. For those who are interested, we will send that email out to you. I can remember it. You and Allah. All right.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, dear listeners, as we stated, we're going to go now to our ending song. We're going to play a little bit of a humanity. Brother, I don't know, is Imam William? Wali Abdul Wali Shaheed. So we'll go there now, and then okay. Hold one moment, and then we'll play. We've got to be thankful. Abdul Wali Shaheed. And, forgot to mention, Founders Day, everyone, starts next month, August 26th. We will be sharing information off and on about Thomas Abdul Salam up to the day of August 26th. All right.
Alhamdulillah.
Let me see here.
Forgiven paradise.
I mean. Imagine what we're doing today. All that Allah SWT blessed him with. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Let me get to humanity here. Okay. All right. Please enjoy this, and then we'll end out with.
Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be all right.
Gotta be all right.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. In any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
And that makes our life our life. How about that? Everyone, have a good relationship with self, with your creator. And we say that we will say the creator first, right? But we have to know ourselves in order to know that we have to have a relationship with the creator, with your family, your community. Just have a true relationship with the entire process. Inshallah, God willing, we will connect again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I failed to mention that every Friday morning, we do start the morning off at 6:30 a.m. with Imam Kareem Hamid sharing the Suratul Kahf. Thank Allah for that. Assalamu alaikum.